What if the way your child rests their mouth right now is quietly reshaping their face? Across the industrialized world, jaws are getting smaller, teeth more crowded, and sleep more disrupted. This isn't about genetics gone wrong. It's about a collision between Stone Age bodies and modern lifestyles. Archaeological skulls reveal that our ancestors had wide jaws and perfectly straight teeth, including wisdom teeth that fit comfortably. Today, nearly every family knows the ritual of braces, extractions, and retainers. But this isn't just cosmetic. Smaller jaws mean restricted airways, which leads to mouth breathing, sleep apnea, and a cascade of health problems affecting everything from brain development to heart disease. The real shock? This transformation happened in just a few generations, driven not by evolution, but by how we eat, breathe, and live indoors. Our ancestors spent nearly half their day chewing tough vegetables, fibrous meats, and hard nuts. Cooking softened foods somewhat, but the real transformation came with agriculture and accelerated during the Industrial Revolution. Sugar became ubiquitous. Meat grinders, canned foods, and processed baby foods arrived within generations. Today's children grow up on applesauce, yogurt, and pre-cut foods. Well-meaning parents inadvertently deprive developing jaws of necessary resistance training. Studies with squirrel monkeys proved this. Feed them nutritionally identical diets differing only in texture, and the soft food group develops crowded teeth and misaligned jaws, just like modern humans. The problem isn't mismatched genes. With rare exceptions, everyone is born with DNA programmed for properly sized jaws. But genes designed for a Stone Age diet produce dramatically different results in a Big Mac environment. Change the inputs, and you change the outcome, like altering a rectangle's dimensions by changing just one side. Three cultural shifts have converged to create this crisis. First, modern soft foods fail to provide the chewing resistance jaw muscles need to develop properly. Even healthy options, smoothies, pureed vegetables, peanut butter, require minimal effort. Second, oral posture has shifted. Proper posture means a closed mouth, tongue resting on the roof, teeth in light contact. This position literally guides facial growth. Without sufficient chewing to strengthen jaw muscles, mouths hang open, tongues drop low, and faces grow long and narrow rather than broad and balanced. George Catlin, documenting Native American tribes in the 1830s, noticed they kept their mouths closed almost constantly, while Europeans were called black mouths for their open mouth habit. Third, indoor living has transformed breathing patterns. Over half of children have become habitual mouth breathers. Indoor environments concentrate allergens, pet dander, dust mites, mold, creating stuffy noses that force mouth breathing. When the mouth becomes a breathing device rather than a chewing device, the upper jaw narrows and develops a deep cleft. The cycle becomes self-reinforcing. Allergies cause mouth breathing, which restricts jaw development, creating smaller airways, which worsens breathing problems. Disrupted breathing during sleep triggers devastating health consequences. Children with obstructive sleep apnea face learning difficulties, behavioral issues, ADHD, and depression. Adults experience elevated risks of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and possibly Alzheimer's. The mechanism? Collapsed airways force the brain into fight or flight mode, even while unconscious. Heart rate spikes, blood pressure surges, and the body abandons growth and repair functions. This sympathetic overdrive compounds night after night. An estimated 12 million Americans suffer from obstructive sleep apnea, typically because undersized jaws can't accommodate their tongue, which blocks the airway. Snoring affects 30-40% of adults today, but was likely rare among our ancestors. It would have attracted predators. The bulldog comparison is sobering. Decades of breeding for extreme facial features created dogs with severely restricted airways. The University of Georgia's 1956 bulldog mascot lived 8 years. Their 2011 mascot survived only 2, dying from airway complications. Humans face similar consequences, though our changes stem from cultural habits rather than selective breeding. Prevention begins with 3 simple principles: close your mouth, breathe through your nose, and chew real food. Extended breastfeeding significantly reduces malocclusion risk by exercising developing facial muscles. Skip purees and processed baby foods. Baby-led weaning lets infants feed themselves solid foods from the start, promoting jaw development through natural chewing. Teach children to keep mouths closed when not eating or talking, starting immediately after birth by gently closing baby's lips after nursing. Monitor sleep patterns closely. Chronic morning tiredness signals late bedtimes or early sleep disordered breathing. A chronically stuffy nose demands immediate attention, as nasal congestion can derail proper development within hours of birth. The Buteyko method trains children and adults to breathe nasally and increase respiratory efficiency through practices like sleeping with hypoallergenic mouth tape, older children and adults only, counting steps while breath holding to build capacity, and specific exercises to unclog the nose. The GOPX program teaches proper oral posture through repetition, meaningful chewing, nasal breathing exercises, and daily practice during homework or exercise until it becomes automatic. Over half of American children wear braces, yet malocclusions worsen. Traditional orthodontics moves teeth through bone for straight smiles, but corrections often prove temporary. Studies of 800-plus cases found that post-treatment, tongue space shrinks and crowding returns. Why? Conventional orthodontics treat symptoms, not causes, like inadequate chewing, poor oral posture, mouth breathing, and allergen exposure. The DNA-centric belief that facial features are primarily inherited has misguided the profession. For wardontics, orthotropics takes a different approach. It engages jaw muscles and trains proper oral posture using appliances uncomfortable when the mouth hangs open. Pioneer John Mew demonstrated this with identical twins. One from each of six pairs received orthotropic treatment, the other traditional orthodontics. 10 years later, experts overwhelmingly rated traditionally treated twins less attractive, while Mew's patients were more attractive with teeth remaining straight without retainers. The difference? One approach worked with the body's natural growth patterns, the other fought against them. We stand at a crossroads. Without action, this epidemic will worsen as populations urbanize and adopt industrial eating patterns. Climate disruption will likely accelerate the shift toward processed, soft foods. Yet the solution isn't high-tech or expensive. It's remarkably simple. Return to ancestral practices of meaningful chewing, nasal breathing, and proper oral posture. This requires cultural change. Schools could incorporate oral posture exercises. Healthcare could shift from managing symptoms to preventing causes. Parents could choose chewy whole foods over purees. Social media could spread awareness that you are how you eat and how you rest your mouth matters. The stakes extend beyond straight teeth. This is about whether our children will breathe easily, sleep deeply, think clearly, and live fully. Every open mouth, every soft meal, every night of disrupted breathing, these moments are reshaping faces and futures. Here's the empowering truth. Because this epidemic stems from habits rather than genetics, we can reverse it. Close your mouth, chew your food, breathe through your nose. These simple acts, repeated daily, can transform health across generations. Your face isn't just what you inherited, it's what you do.